Hi, this is Tom DeCord. Welcome to another episode of Tom's Takes, AI Tools and Views. And in this episode, we'll be taking a look at ChatGPT's new voice capabilities. We'll look at some of the uses in education and some of the implications going forward. So the new voice-enabled ChatGPT will allow users to talk with GPT on a phone or a tablet by simply using their voice as an input. This isn't merely a tech upgrade, it's a significant shift for those of us in the educational sector. What it means is that students will be able to engage in conversations with ChatGPT. They might be discussing the intricacies of world history. They might be discussing the subjunctive in Spanish, or maybe the complexities of an algebra equation. But it means that students now will be able to engage in prolonged and active learning sequences with ChatGPT. So ChatGPT, as you know, can answer questions. It can offer detailed explanation, and it can even modify instructional methods based on the feedback that it's getting. So it means that ChatGPT can act as a voice tutor. So it can work with students in trying to understand intricate concepts. It can answer their questions. It can even initiate in-depth discussions on a range of topics with students. So what are some of the immediate uses of this new feature of ChatGPT? Well, clearly language will benefit from this. So for foreign language teachers, the ChatGPT voice feature is going to enable students to practice things like pronouncing words, pronouncing sentences. ChatGPT can provide feedback. It can correct their pronunciations. So overall, ChatGPT can help students improve in both speaking and listening. Since it can engage in a conversation, you could ask GPT to ask you questions, maybe in the form of a quiz, to gauge your abilities. For example, you're studying Spanish. Ask GPT or ask you questions that force you to use the subjunctive. And so the student can create various scenarios through which ChatGPT can help them maybe shore up some weaknesses or give them extra practice in areas where they may be struggling. Of course, not just foreign language pronunciation, but English language teachers like ELL teachers can do exactly the same. So their students can practice pronunciation of English, work grammar, and work syntax. And they can basically leverage ChatGPT as a language practice partner, something that is hard to arrange, but now you can do it with the phone in your hand. Another thing that it can do is it can engage students in role play scenarios. So let's say, for instance, educators want students to engage in a historical scenario. They might want them to imagine how two generals or a president and a general might be discussing strategy, let's say during the Civil War. So we could have a scenario with General McClellan and President Abraham Lincoln. And a student can engage in a role play such as Abraham Lincoln posing questions to the general or receiving questions from the general. And the student then is not only expressing their thoughts and opinions regarding the actions taken by President Lincoln, but they're all kind of testing themselves to see what they really know, understand about Abraham Lincoln's policies and objectives during the Civil War. Obviously, there's all sorts of different scenarios. It can be scientific scenarios where the student is engaged in a conversation with a scientist or perhaps a mathematician in talking through an equation or talking through a problem and trying to understand the process or sequence involved. So role play scenarios are a great advantage of having a voice-enabled ChatGPT. What else? Well, you can debate as well. So we can leverage ChatGPT as a debate partner in the classroom. Teachers can assign the topics, and then ChatGPT can work in a role play situation, if you wish, with the student on some pros and cons, benefits and disadvantages, things of that nature, regarding a whole series of issues, whether they be topical and current, or whether they be historical issues as well. ChatGPT is also introducing the ability to upload a picture and then receive information about that picture from the chatbot. And you can also combine that with voice with some pretty interesting possibilities. For example, maybe you upload a picture of a painting and you can ask ChatGPT about the creator of the painting, the artist, about the motivation of the artist, what the artist is trying to convey, and maybe even get into a conversation about various artistic elements of the painting to gauge perhaps your understanding of its construction and the objectives behind it. You might upload a picture of a historical figure and ask ChatGPT to not only identify the figure, but perhaps to engage in a discussion about that person's importance in history or lack thereof, their actions, their motivations, and more. There are more things that you can do. Let's say you have a presentation coming up, you have some visuals. Maybe upload the visuals and practice speaking about the slide or speaking about the visual that'll be part of your presentation. So ChatGPT can be used to rehearse what you plan to say. Or without images, you can simply use it for voice notes. Maybe you want to talk out loud as you're looking through a set of equations and thinking about how to solve them. And then you can use ChatGPT to record your thinking in your commentaries as you work through the process. Or you're commenting on a graphic, an image. ChatGPT can record you. So it's a great way to capture your thought process and workflow as well. And keep in mind that ChatGPT can speak out anything that's in the chat box. So if there's something you want to type or you copy and paste, you can hear it. So maybe it's a poem, maybe it's a short story. And that's another great way of using ChatGPT is listen to poems, listen to short stories, and then maybe ask GPT some questions. Maybe probe some of the phrases that you're not quite sure of, or you're just trying to understand how they fit in the overall structure, or how they contribute to the message or meaning behind the story. So, hey, there's more, but there's a lot to get excited about with the new voice feature in ChatGPT. It's being rolled out first to Plus members, the subscription members, but it's going to be rolled out to everybody. So keep a lookout and love to hear what you think and how you're using it. So that's another episode of Tom's Takes. Thanks for joining me. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, please reach out You can email at tom@tomdecord.com. Best wishes and talk to you soon.